Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas. Beliefs to really accept
how much he loves us unconditionally. It gets to be almost silly how we view him as, you know, waiting for us to mess up, that's what he pays attention to. It's not. That's what we pay attention to. So he's in the process of changing our mind, will, and emotions. And we simply want to join him in that. So if you've got any questions on our topic today, feel free to give me a call. The number is 718-664-6988. We've also got the chat room open. And just to let you know what we're going to be doing on Saturdays until the holidays are over, I'm not going to be giving out any new homework, just because the state we're in now is hopefully where you can be working on it, but I don't want it to be rushed through. This is not something you just want to get taken care of, and since we are all so much busier, really just be thinking of the previous homeworks, assignments, in terms of where God has you right now and what he may be bringing up right now for you. So think of your homework as applying what you've already learned to these upcoming holidays and get-togethers, and maybe even you're not getting together with any, you know, family, and you're going to be disappointed and feeling lonely. Well, those are opportunities to take it to the Lord and let him reveal if there are any wounds or if this is just a normal response to your situation. That's one of the distinctions we want to be able to accept, is that our emotions are normal but without meaning. Or even the lack of emotions. We're all made different. And they don't mean anything. You can be disappointed and angry and hurt, but it doesn't mean that you're wounded or rejected. It just means you feel that way. So we start separating these things out. And let the Lord really start doing that as you go forward, that don't draw conclusions based on how you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you've believed about a particular situation. Take it to God and let him talk to you about it. So that's going to be your continuing homework. So on Saturdays, what we are going to continue to do is answer some questions that have come in and try to address some areas of concern. So if you've got questions, please either email them in and we'll address them. I do respond via email as well. So if you don't want them addressed during the program, you can still address them privately. Or if you want to call in, or if you have a topic that you'd like covered, we can do that. Again, Saturdays are eventually going to turn into our main area of, we may even lengthen it so we can get some calls in to address what we've been learning in the other sessions in practical terms. In real life situations, and see, okay, this is what dependent grace looks like in this situation. So what we've been talking about in knowing God is the natural manifestations refers to what we can sense with our natural senses. What we can perceive, shall we say, with the skills we've already got. We don't want to draw conclusions about these experiences, we always want to ask, first, last, and always. Now, I'm sure if you've been around at all, there's various different beliefs about natural manifestations. And again, our goal is not to correct anyone else's. But we do want to point out inconsistencies or areas where what we believe as a Christian is no, in many respects, is no different than what non-believers believe. And that's, for me, that's always a good starting test, is can a non-Christian do this? Can a non-Christian believe this? And if that's the case, it doesn't necessarily invalidate that approach or that belief, but it just makes it clear that it's not Christian. It's not spiritual. And again, there's the three realms, the natural, supernatural, and spiritual. And we are only Christians are spiritual. Non-Christians are dead in their spirit, and they cannot know God in their spirit. So we look at how we are knowing Him based on being a spirit being with a soul that lives in a body. Our ultimate goal is to become a complete, entire spirit, soul, and body. So we're learning to know God in our soul and our body because our spirit already fully knows Him. And that's your new identity as a spirit being. Your soul, your mind, will, and emotions are being set free to be joined to Him. God can choose to reveal Himself to you in any way He wants. One of the tendencies we have is that we draw conclusions about God based on our perceptions of Him and what we see, what we think, what we believe. And we all know that that's kind of dangerous in the natural. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover type of thing. Or first impressions. And so we want to give God the opportunity to make Himself known to us. That is His job. But He wants to be wanted. Like any of us, He wants to be wanted. He wants us to want to know Him. And this is one of the reasons we find it so important to have an expectation. And by making that time for Him, setting aside specific time and to address those things that are important to Him. So one of the ways He makes Himself known to us is through the senses that we are already familiar with. That's the sight, the hearing, the smell, the touch, the taste, and the feel. Last Thursday, or the previous Thursday, we were talking about sight, seeing God in one way, shape, or form. And when I say seeing God, at this point in time, I'm pretty sure that if God fully revealed Himself, it would consume us physically. So we're getting tastes, we're getting glimpses, we're getting motivational enticements. We're not seeing His sum, the sum of who He is, yet. But I believe that should be one of our expectations, that He wants us to know Him fully in our soul and our body, just as we know Him fully in our spirit. So we talked about, basically, when God reveals Himself in any way as him visiting us. We have this concept of God, you know, God's revealing himself to us. We use the term revelation, when it's really, he's just revealing himself. He's uncloaking himself. He's making us, making himself real to us in a certain way. And we have a tendency to elevate that to something way beyond what he ever intends. We think that that marks something, or we read into it, rather than asking God, what does this mean? And it could mean something really major. It could just be, I just wanted to say hi. I just wanted you to draw your attention. It was, I revealed myself to you this way just because I wanted to. And so we want to be responsive to him, to his manifestations, by going to him with it. Just as in anything else, Lord, is this you? Lord, what do you mean by this? What am I supposed to do with this? Am I supposed to do anything with this? Thank you, Lord. Lord, this is cool. Can we do this again? Can we do this more? How does this work? And God knows you better than you know yourself. He knows what you need, he knows what you want, and he knows what it will take to get you going in the direction that he wants you to be going in. Now, it's his goodness that draws us, but if he can't draw us by his goodness, he'll use negative circumstances. Now, that's not the only time he uses negative circumstances, but we do want to sort of take that off the table. I'd much rather be drawn by God, by his goodness, by his enticing, by him lighting that fire under curiosity and desire, than be forced to run after him because I don't have what I need to make a decision. So as we stay in constant contact with him, there, most of the time, he wants us to know what he's doing. Now, right now, for most of us, he just can't trust us. And we also think that understanding what he's doing will make it easier. And that's just not true. But a lot of times we want to understand what he's doing so we can do it, when he still just wants us to depend on him. So we want to be on the same page he is. So when he makes himself real to our natural senses, we respond the same way as we do with anything else. Lord, is that you? What do you want me to do with this? What does this mean? Thank you. This is cool. This is fun. Should I tell anyone about this? Now, one thing you can do is with anything else, that as you go along, as you're to take this seriously, to take your walk with God seriously, because eventually what we're looking at is your relationship with God is your life, is eternal life. To know God is eternal life. So switching over from living in and of this world, that what you see and feel and think, that that's the extent of reality, as you start moving away from that, your whole perception of time and reality and beliefs change. But what helps to encourage you in that, and to encourage all of us, is just keeping a record. Doesn't have to be something anybody else will ever see, but just keeping track. Writing it down or speaking it, you know, taking audio recordings, however you want to do it. But that's a great way of taking God seriously. It's a little extra effort, but it's worth it. Because we want to get out of everything God is doing in our lives, everything that He has put into it. So we talked about when the Lord makes Himself known, when the Lord visits, sometimes it's through ways that we can see with our natural eyes. And over time, because He brings our soul into greater and greater alignment, He also brings our body into greater and greater alignment. And we can begin to see into the supernatural and even the spiritual realm more and more, as our eyes were always intended to do. That doesn't mean that if we don't see it, it's not happening. It's just if we don't see something that's already happening, we're just not seeing it. It's still happening. Again, if you just look around you, what you're seeing is in the natural. But there's a whole other layer of supernatural above that, or intertwined within it, as well as spiritual, which is what everything is made out of. So, and we've talked about before, like in the light waves for our sight, you and I, with our natural eyes, only see a very small range of light waves. You know, there are ultraviolet and all the different, you know, light ranges, as well as hearing. You know, those dog whistles, just as an example. You can't hear it, but dogs can. And so we know that there's, when we talk about sight, one size does not fit all. So even in the natural, our eyes need to be expanded, our vision, our sight, our eyesight needs to be expanded to be able to take in all the different light values. And that's one of the things that God does, is He makes Himself known by changing us and conforming us. It's not so much that He reveals Himself more, but He lifts the veil on our eyes. I love the example when the prophet was and his servant were surrounded by the armies, I think probably of Jezebel. And the servant was petrified. They're going to be killed. There's just the army with their horses, and they're coming to kill them. And the prophet just said, you know, Lord, open his eyes. And all of a sudden the servant saw the army of the Lord that was protecting the prophet. Now the army was already there. And Elijah saw it. I think it was Elijah. The prophet saw the army. So he was perfectly, he knew he was perfectly safe. He didn't need any faith. Okay, he saw. But seeing and believing didn't change reality. Even before the servant saw God's army or believed that God's army was there, God's army was there. So there's a distinct reality that we are learning to relate to and to understand. So we are looking at how God reveals Himself to our natural senses. In our sight, He trains our senses, our sensibilities, to respond to the natural senses, to what we see. And in a lot of ways, it's just a matter of taking a second look. We see something out of the corner of our eye, or a flash, or a shadow, or a flicker, and instead of just going about our business, we pay second attention. And we give it a second look, or a second thought. And very often, that's the subtle way that God gets our attention. Sometimes it's big. Sometimes it's lights flashing and manifestations of, you know, things or people or places to our natural senses. And we just put it in its proper place. Lord, what do we do with this? Is this from you? And we recognize that the process is not to, these experiences are not to draw attention to the experience, but to change us to be able to have a greater experience with Him. It encourages and reinforces our dependence on God for information, for change, for understanding, for change. He does the changing. We go along with Him. So He also reveals Himself to us through our hearing. And it seems like the two biggest ways He reveals Himself to us in the natural is through the senses that we rely on most, which are sight and hearing. And taste, touch, and smell are senses that we need to develop a sensitivity to on a greater scale, just in the natural, let alone to perceive what God is revealing to us through those. But in hearing, just as the same kinds of subtleties, and it's not sometimes not so subtle. There have been times when I've heard pots crashing in my kitchen, you know, crashing on the kitchen floor. And I'll go in the kitchen, and there's nothing. There's no change. It was just a way, again, it's not about the kitchen. It's not about the pots and pans. It's a way of getting our attention. And as long as we have that attitude, God just really has freedom. And, you know, He likes to have fun. And He likes to stretch us. And we like to be stretched. Remember, everything God is doing in your life, you've already agreed to. You've already said, sign me up for this. This is something I'm interested in, God. Now's the time. Let's do it. So we'll start with some examples and pick up here next Thursday. some other examples that you may have experienced are the phone ringing. And I've experienced, and I want to use pretty much, you know, don't be bothered by me using me as an example. It's just because this way I'm not using somebody else's example. I don't want to, you know, offend anyone by using their material or taking stories out of context. If there's someone else's story, I'll just tell you that. Because there are some really interesting ones out there, and we'll get into some of them. We want to learn from other people, but I share what I've experienced simply because it's the easiest. I'm the most familiar with it. Doesn't mean that I think my experiences are better than anyone else's or anything like that. It's just I'm putting that on the table because that's what I'm familiar with. On Saturdays, what we'll be getting into is giving people opportunities to share their experiences, because we want to be able to encourage one another and let people know that these things are real and they are something to be desired and asked for. And again, God wants to be wanted. So we're going to have to pick up there next Thursday. Until then, until Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, have a great rest of the week. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in.